even better.
Live, uncensored, Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
I am, huh? Well, we're all on fire. Boy, what a show, huh? What a guy. I think he's fascinating. I agree with most of what he says. I don't agree with all of it, obviously. There's a lot of room for disagreement on some things, theologically particularly, but that's okay. The man is a scholar, and he's an intellect, and he does yeoman work. And that's what I admire about him most of all. M. Raphael Johnson, Dr. Matt Johnson. Once again, the website, russjournal.com. That's R-U-S, journal, one word, .com. Oh, there's so much to talk about this hour, ladies and gentlemen, and you are free to dial me in with whatever is on your mind. Whatever the topic, the issue, you certainly are welcome to chime in tonight at 1-800-313-9443. That will be the magic number. Tomorrow night, we have scheduled an hour with Deanna Spingola. Once again, Deanna Spingola, who is a columnist who writes frequently on newswithviews.com. She will be with us tomorrow night on the program for an hour. So we do have time in the second hour to talk, and we will continue during the week with topics of interest as the New World Order is emerging as we speak. As we speak, ladies and gentlemen, this homegrown terrorism bill, this panel that is talked about in the legislation that passed the House and is now in the United States Senate, is indeed very interesting. And we're told by one group that under the guise of a bill that calls for the study of so-called homegrown terrorism, the Congress is apparently trying to broaden the definition of terrorism to encompass both First Amendment political activity, as we told you, and traditional forms of protest, such as nonviolent civil disobedience. And that is of great concern, ladies and gentlemen. The proposed law we're talking about, in case you've been sleeping, is the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007. In the House, it was H.R. 1955. Well, it passed, as you know, by a lopsided vote, 404-6 in October. Now the Senate is currently considering a companion bill, S-1959. And this act would establish a national commission on the prevention of violent radicalization and ideologically based violence. Whew, boy, what a mouthful, huh? That is frightening. Ladies and gentlemen, regardless of what your view is, regardless of where you stand on these wars and on these other issues, domestically there is nothing more precious than our freedom, and our freedom here on the Internet, on talk radio, real talk radio that is not bought and paid for by the neocons and their global owners. So I want to talk a little bit more about this, and if you want to talk about it, by all means, you can call back if you called before, because we had a guest in the first hour. But let me tell you something. This is of great concern at this hour. I mean, they're not making any pretense. The implications here are indeed enormous and are frightening to our Constitution. And I don't hear any of this brought up in any of the debates for president of the United States. I wonder why. We'll be right back. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of talk radio, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Spread the word.
Hi.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
The war between the East and West, which is now in its 326th year, has at last come to an end.
Yep. We're back with more wars and rumors of wars, as they say. 1-800-313-9443. David Price, who is a professor of anthropology at St. Martin's University, who studies government surveillance and harassment of dissident scholars, says this bill we're talking about is a shot over the bow of environmental activists, animal rights activists, anti-globalization activists, and scholars who are working in the Middle East who have views that go against the administration. He says some right-wing outfits, such as gun clubs, are also threatened because they would be looked at with suspicion under the bill. And the Bill of Rights Defense Committee was organizing against the post-September 11th legislative attacks on First Amendment rights, and now is critical of this bill as well, seeing the fact that when you look at this bill, it might seem harmless on the surface, but it is about the development of a commission to do a study. That, according to Hope Marston, a regional organizer with the Bill of Rights Defense Committee. And Hope says, however, when you realize the focus of the study is homegrown terrorism, it raises some red flags, she says. when you consider that the government has wiretapped our phone calls and emails, spied on religious and political groups, and has done extensive data mining of our daily records. It is worrisome of what might be done with the study in the future. I am concerned that there appears to be an inclination to study religious and political groups to ultimately try to find subversion. And that would violate our First Amendment rights of free speech and expression of religion and association. Now, anyone, as I've been saying quite from the beginning now, look, it doesn't take a genius. Anyone. Even Sean Hannity can understand this. It doesn't take a genius, my friend, to understand that since September 11th, we have not only seen a global military adventurism, that is the excuse, the transparent excuse of this administration to take American youth overseas and use them as a mercenary army to do what George Bush and poor, weakened heart Vice President Dick Cheney cannot do, I guess, and that is lead the men and women in battle. No, sirree. They let the little goyim do that for them. Go out, lose a leg, maybe both legs, lose your arms, maybe both arms, maybe one, come back with all sorts of horrible critical wounds. We'll come and visit you once every year or two. We'll shake your hand for the cameras. But we ain't going to go into that minefield. Oh, no. That's for the little people. Was that Leona Helmsley that said that, I think? Well, we have Leona Cheney and Leona Bush. And as I said, besides taking us overseas in a first of its kind preemptive war, they have instituted since September 11th a lockdown on our American sovereignty, our freedom, our dissidents, and yes, our fundamental right to self-preservation and self-defense. You can't attack everything and leave out the right to keep and bear arms. And that's why the Second Amendment groups, the foundations, the committees, and so forth, to keep and bear arms, are up in arms about this issue, because it is now a global movement for disarmament. Not disarmament of governments, but disarmament of the people. How else can you impose a red Chinese final solution on a captive nation of millions of people unless you have disarmed them first? Now, that's not going to be easy, is it? But you know and I know that is their goal. So here we have it. Destroy the economy by destroying the dollar, by taxation, by every means available of bringing about so-called free trade agreements that further decimate and weaken the American economy and the American job market, continue to ratchet up the debt and the indebtedness of the American public, with young college students in debt, and everyone who can be baited into the system. Then you impose a police state. You make it impossible for people to feel free to speak out against their government, if I may call it their government. Well, it's not our government anymore. Now it's a totally foreign entity. And this foreign entity is the same entity that eventually wants control over the entire globe. And that's one main reason why Iran must be brought in, and Syria, and yes, the entire Mideast, along with the Pacific, along with Asia. Ain't no escaping it. This is a worldwide dragnet. It's a worldwide curtailment of freedom. But we can't take on the world and not do the same here in America. In other words, our own liberties, our own freedoms must succumb, you guessed it, to the police state. How else can you implement a new world order? Most Americans are at odds with their government. They always have been. On major issues. Going back to the First World War, Wilson wasn't speaking for the American people. Absolutely not. He was speaking down to the American people. He knew better. They, the globalists, Colonel House and company, knew better. And they would implement the policies of the war machine regardless of what the people thought. Ditto in World War II, all over again. But there you had to have a direct attack. So that would galvanize the little children, galvanize Americans to go and fight for democracy. And now here we are again, fighting for democracy all over the world, worldwide campaign. But first, we must destroy that democratic system here in America. And that's exactly what they're doing. And how many people, except a handful in Congress, know what's going on? Ron Paul certainly is one of the leading luminaries who understands the issues, who's been preaching to the American public for decades as to what this war is all about. My friends, the war cannot be defined in terms of us versus them, meaning them, the Islamists, because it has nothing to do with Islam. Absolutely nothing. It has to do with them versus us. They, the New World Order, versus the sovereignty of our people here in the United States and in Europe and in Australia, which just threw out Mr. Harwood, Mr. Bush's little twin, and said, we don't want this New World Order. We don't want our young people dying for this New World Order. But the media have played the instrumental role, haven't they? The major bought and paid for corrupt and dishonest media bosses have allowed the American public to be deceived. So they could not understand what was happening to them until it is too late. Oh, yes. By then it won't matter, will it? By then it's too late. But you see what's happened. This bill in Congress is just the beginning. Let's have more of it. Let's lock down the country, like Representative Harmon of California, who co-authored the bill, saying, quote, free speech espousing even very radical beliefs is protected by our Constitution, but violent behavior is not, quote unquote. And who is to determine what is violence, and how violence is to be framed and viewed? Violence in resisting tyranny is violence, and it must be stopped at all costs? Oh, yes. Because peace and safety are the watchwords, my friend. Those are the words that will signal the lockdown of the world and the coming Antichrist. All righty, I will be right back with much more and different topics that I need to talk to you about tonight. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, round up the boys.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Our number is 800-313-9443. And let me take Gary in Tennessee now. Hello, Gary. You are there, Gary. Come on.
No,
say
I just heard the click and the buzz.
There you are.
I'm on the air.
All right, you're on. Hi.
Okay, I've been kind of multitasking, getting bits and parts of the program. My apologies, but I heard one of the callers mention Wikipedia as the expert source.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't call it an expert source,
well,
that's for sure.
Well, I've heard some very bad things about Wikipedia on controversial issues. You want to be very, very careful. And I noticed that every time I search a term on Google, Wikipedia is always there.
Of course.
So I think Wikipedia and Google are hooked together, and Google is not patriotic friendly, trust me. Neither is Microsoft and the guy that owns it, and Gates, I guess, is his name, and all this stuff. So if you
point well taken,
if you read something out of Wikipedia, you better double check that source. That's all I got to say. Watch out for that Wikipedia.
Is that what you called for?
Yes, I did.
Well, that's good enough, because I'm happy you did make that point. I would think it would be self-evident, Gary, but unfortunately there are many people who might just believe any source. And, you know, you have to really look at where the information is coming from, well, who's writing it, and what are they saying. So just because something's there doesn't make it true.
P. Bailey, P. Parnum, blah, 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 I can't even say the word. He says a sucker's born every day.
Something to that effect, yes.
Yeah, something to that effect.
Right.
And Wikipedia is a real magnet for that type of person. Talk
oh,
to
absolutely.
You later.
Bye-bye now. Thank you very much, Gary. Let me take Ernie again from Virginia. Hi, Ernie. Boy, you have a busy agenda, huh?
Yeah, well,
you have a busy agenda.
1959 really gets me going because I think it's the most outrageous piece of legislation to come out of Congress
since
a long
what?
Time. And, you know, I saw this hearing a couple weeks ago, and it was supposed to be related to this discussion on Senate Bill 1959, Homegrown Terrorism Act. And we had two panels testify, one panel from New York City and a panel from L.A., Miami-Dade, and Kansas City. And I could not understand what the link was. They kept talking about Muslim terrorists in Europe and the United Kingdom, and they never clearly defined the problem and how, you know, how we needed this bill so much. And then when I go to the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs, I see some of their recent work and the new IG bill, which I support with some amendments, I think is a good thing, and the E-Government Reauthorization Act, which promotes transparency in government. But I don't see any discussion on Senate Bill 1959 out of the committee that had this hearing.
It's just unbelievable how this thing has been kept under wraps.
Oh, it's totally kept under wraps. And this, and all the discussion I've seen, I even saw today an interesting article from George Mason University, the George Mason University History News Network. And you can also find this article. It's titled The Bill Both Birchers and Left Wingers Oppose for Good Reason,
yeah. Yes.
By Ralph Schaefer and William
right.
Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes into detail about this commission and this Center of Excellence, and you know that's a misnomer, Center of Excellence. We end up with probably more Blackwater types and other
contracts. Sounds like the Excellence in Broadcasting Network, huh?
Oh, right.
Does that
right.
ring a bell?
Yes, very much so. You know, it reminds me, too, of the Patriot Act. You know, there's a terrorist under every bed, and we got this fear and terror constantly. And if you remember in Congress, they were given, what, 15 minutes to vote on the Patriot Act?
Because no, 17 and a half minutes, Ernie.
Oh, 17.
Come on now. Be fair to Bush.
And wasn't the bill about 315 pages long?
Yes.
You're right. And all these people rushing to vote on this fear and terror bill. So to me, this is more of the same. And if you go back to the Section 899B of the bill, which goes over the findings of Congress, and I say this, as it pertains to homegrown terrorism,
mm-hmm.
particularly alarming is that the bill mentions the Internet as a main source for terrorist propaganda.
Well, blow my socks off. Now, who would have ever thunk it?
Right. Well, why are they so fearful of the Internet, Rick?
Who would have thunk it? I can't imagine why.
Oh,
of course,
yeah.
You know, Al-Qaeda is known to use the Internet, you know.
Oh, yes. Well,
and who knows? You may be, and I may be part of Al-Qaeda. And the American people, above all else, deserve to be protected, don't they?
Oh,
that's why the borders are left wide open, aren't
they? Oh, yeah,
they?
Right. They're left wide open. We have yet to see 1 mile of the promised two-tier fence. And on Lou Dobbs tonight, there's even more discussion about, the administration can't do anything about illegal employers or employment of illegals. And remember the match they were going to do on Social Security numbers and so forth. We can't do that because ACLU, it says there's too many errors in the database, and the judges rule that this has got to be held up. Well, it's going to be held up 30 to 90 days. There's no real effort to enforce our
immigration. Hey, Ernie, stay where you are. We got a quick break, but
sure.
When you come back with me, I want to pursue this because I am trying to establish a logical succession of events here in
sure.
the United States since 2001. All right?
Okay.
Stay with me. This is very interesting. Join us, ladies and gentlemen, with more Uncensored Radio Free America, only here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Back once again with Ernie of Virginia. We have more calls that we'll get to. You stay with me during this final half hour of tonight's program. But Ernie, you see, you're touching on something here that is very important. And that is the line of succession of legislation and non-legislation, such as the signing statements of Bush, the executive orders, and the directives, to name a few things, that both the Congress and the White House have done in violation of the Constitution of the United States, all under the guise of protecting our freedoms. Now, what would have happened? What do you think would have happened if this S-1959 ever was proposed before the American public without a 9/11? What do you think the reaction would have been?
Oh, there would have been a definite no. You're out of your mind. This is contrary to American traditions, American values. This is what you find in a Soviet gulag type of system.
Well, you have to have, quote, terrorism first before you can have prevention of further terrorism, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. But, Rick, wouldn't you rather be...
And then you got to have... Wait a minute. You've got to have prevention of further terrorism if you're going to have peace and safety, don't you?
Oh, yes, most definitely.
So you see the logic here? You see how we're being gradually eased into this police state, into this new world order, being made to accept one stage after another after another? And, by the way, do you know what next year is, Ernie?
Next year.
2008. You know what happens in 2008?
We have a presidential election.
No, forget that. That's not important. The important thing is that we are now going to have an ID card.
Well, that's debatable.
I think we are.
Well, they may try it, but it's an unfunded mandate. Excuse me. The states cannot afford to implement the system.
They intend to push it on us in 2008. Now, let us assume for a minute that something happens. Something happens to necessitate the American public standing behind their government. It would happen in a matter of minutes, just like the Patriot Act was, so-called Patriot Act was enacted within a matter of hours, virtually. Hours, when George Bush proposed that Congress either sign it or be considered the enemy, right?
Right.
So you think that can't happen, or you think it can?
Well, I don't think with the amnesty bills, they were trying to backdoor the Real ID Act. Then the governor of New York, Spitzer, tried to put the Real ID Act in, and then that backfired too. They're having big trouble in implementing the Real ID Act because of...
Oh, we know that.
Yeah,
but that's not going to stop them.
No, they're going to keep trying, and you know they've spent $130 million or $140 million at Department of Agriculture trying to get every animal, every pet, everything into their database on a voluntary basis after initially it was mandatory, but the people objected to that. There's a lot of resistance in this area, Rick.
There's a lot of resistance, but I still say that no matter what the resistance is, just one act, one false flag, will end all of that completely. And next year will be a key year in this revolution.
It will be a key...
Not because of the election. That's not the important thing.
Yeah, but this bill, this 1959, and the commission that comes out of it, mm-hmm. where they will have... This commission will tour the country to hold their own private hearings... And sort of like the Joe McCarthy era, and they'll go around the country dreaming up things to...
That's what we need.
Oh, yeah.
We need commissions to investigate the government, not the people.
Well, yeah, but they want to go... They want to put people against people, you know, the old dielectric game, divide the people, illegal immigration, put right against left, race against race, religion against religion. Constantly playing this game of... promoting this divide in the country and in our culture. And with these commissions, these commissions are potentially very dangerous because that's where the laws will come to further undermine our civil liberties. That's the goal of the big plan here. It's opening the door to create even a more stronger police state than even the Russians have.
I want to know, in your opinion, do you think... As it stands now, with Homeland Security and the legislation that has already been enacted and more to come, that within a year or two, you will have to have some sort of real ID before you can move from one state to another?
Well... I think that's...
What's your honest guess, Ernie?
I think the system will be so broken. The people will be, because of the loss of their jobs, loss of their homes, we're talking 3 to 5 million people out of their houses, more people displaced, 20 million potentially losing their jobs, and a total breakdown in our system. Will the people toe the line and say no? And not resist this system, they're going to be cannon fodder, a pure cannon fodder. This is going to be worse than the Depression. And I don't think there's going to be enough money to implement the Real ID Act.
So that very well could be the 9/11 tsunami then.
Yes, it could be.
And that's what we have been implying for a long time.
Yes, but at this very same time, Rick, other bills that they've put forward, against the veterans, for example, who have had mental problems, whatever, being denied gun ownership rights, trampling the Second Amendment against veterans. We also see some additional bills down the road that as they go forward and they continue to drain the Treasury and bankrupt the country and push more free trade legislation, it's creating such havoc that by next spring, there's potential with the Supreme Court in that case and the World Court, and don't forget the D.C., the District of Columbia gun control case going to the
Supreme Court. Yeah, the Hello case. Yeah.
Right, right, that case. They're after gun control, too. And Rudy Giuliani, the cross-dresser, he's also an advocate for gun control.
Oh, look, he made New York City so safe.
Right.
That's
right.
Why they had 9/11.
Right, Rick, but see, all these factors are coming at us at the same time.
That's my point. That's exactly my point, Ernie. And you and I are on the same level here. And I wonder if the people listening tonight really understand that. Many of the newer listeners, people who just started to listen to Real Talk Radio, can appreciate how the pieces of the puzzle are coming together just as you've laid out and I've laid out tonight.
Well,
I don't know.
But, Rick, we do have an opportunity to stop this. If we can get people on board, like they were so much on board, and this surprised Congress, and that was the number of callers opposing amnesty, opposing the DREAM Act. If we can get people riled up on this Senate bill, 1959, this is key to stop this bill, in addition to the Law of the Sea Treaty, which goes further to undermine the nation state and undermine our sovereignty. This is a bigger plan here. And there's so many pieces to this that it's hard for people to fathom, but it's an all-out attack on our constitutional republic, and we have treason in Dodge City. No. How do we get – I'll wrap this up, Rick. How do we get the people to call in and say no to this outlandish, unconstitutional bill put forward by Senator Lieberman and Congresslady Harmon?
Well, you know, the only legal way at this point in time is by making the noise. It's the squeaky wheel that gets the grease.
And I certainly hope the people call and call.
That's the only way at this point in time is to make it an issue. Now, we're the only game in town, let's face it.
Yes.
Without alternative Real Talk Radio, there would be absolutely no protest. And I think if it weren't for that fact, we would already have been down that road.
I agree.
Because the media are just so corrupt and so preoccupied with mundane matters and inconsequential things that if it were not for that fact, we would have already been in that one world system. Now, we're inching our way there, make no mistake about it, and we're not even inching, we're speeding now. But the fact of the matter is that the American people themselves are responsible for where they are today. As people have called this program and have said, I blame the American people because they have to look in the mirror, and before they point any fingers, point them right at that mirror. They have done nothing but allow these politicians and these tyrants to get away with what they've gotten away with. And there's no excuse for that, Ernie.
Oh, I agree. And there was a great article today by Dr. Ed Verrera on newsreviews.com about the coming collapse, and he talks about the Federal Reserve System, and Congressman Ron Paul is the only hope to save this country, and he has a bill to abolish the Federal Reserve System. The Federal Reserve System has brought this country down, has sponsored these wars for profit, has created this mess in this country, and until we return to sound fiscal monetary constraints by a government and limited government that works for the people, we are doomed. And I have read too many different articles lately. Ron Paul is our best hope. Not that he's a panacea either. But
no, he's not, because he can't do it alone, and he obviously is not in a position to do anything without support from the public.
Oh, exactly, but he is challenging the establishment.
Yes.
And like,
at great risk to himself.
Oh, absolutely. He is our Patrick Henry in our lifetime.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rick.
He is my clone,
right,
or I am his
right.
clone. Whichever. All right. Thank you, Ernie.
Thank you,
Rick. Appreciate the call back. 800-313-9443. I might also mention some of the other columnists. Joel Skousen's World Affairs Brief this week, Thanksgiving week, also had some fantastic things to say that he drew our attention to, including, of course, what's going on with Musharraf. And this flashpoint in Pakistan, this is another, quote, failure of the Bush administration, the way I'm seeing it. But it's not a failure. Again, everything that is supposed to be a failure is used as an excuse to further bring about the one world system. Let me take a call. Who's next, Mike? Howard, wasn't it? Yes, I think it's Howard in Tennessee. Hello, Howard. This isn't Howard Baker now, is it?
No, this is Harold.
Oh, Harold.
Yeah.
All right. We thought you were Howard and Howard Baker, but he's not around anymore, is he?
No, he's buried someplace, I think.
Somewhere in the hills.
Indiana or something.
Yes. We used to call him Baker the Faker, but that's okay.
Yeah. Well,
another CFR member. Go ahead.
Supreme Court trial coming out with these gun laws,
mm-hmm.
and these other bills are coming out with, they're about twisting our tail up in the knot.
Oh, they sure are coming to a head, aren't they?
I tell you. And I don't know how these dumb Americans don't see it.
Well, you know, after all, they got to keep up with their bills, and the only time they have is time for relaxation and fun.
Yeah, I'd watch the ball game.
The Super Bowl. Come on.
That would be one good way to get rid of that television. Maybe they'd learn something.
Yeah, wouldn't it be nice if all of them went on strike, all of the unions at one time?
Oh, boy.
Oh, wouldn't that be a gift? Manna from heaven.
Yeah, and here on this news up here, you very seldom ever hear a mention of Ron Paul.
Right.
And, every time something starts happening, they come up with some kind of a feel-good story or a sob story. Like now, all we can see about that Natalie Holloway down there in Aruba. That girl was killed.
The Holloway story, yes.
So
that's the most important news right now.
Uh-huh. There's nothing else going on in the world.
Hey, you know what they did with O.J., right? You remember that, Harold?
Yeah.
And how that was milked.
And, now they got him back up for that armed robbery there in Vegas.
Right, but only for, you know, just a brief capture in the media. But we need something to hold our attention that's important like that.
Yeah.
We need the real important issues, these disappearance of children and these horrible murder cases. And they must captivate us for months on end while the mass criminals in Washington and the people above them get away with mass murder. Can't pay attention to that. That would be too important.
And these mass criminals we got up here in the Tennessee State House, boy, I mean, they're just filled breath.
Hey, that's where the enemies are.
I know it.
In government. But then again, you know, there are some decent people, and those are the ones that are representing the voice of the public and saying no to the New World Order. I admit they're in the minority, but I have to at least say one thing, Harold. And that is that even that broken clock is right twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
So let's give credit where credit is due, because there are representatives, though they be in the tiny minority, who are doing what all should be doing, representing our law of the land.
Yep, but I don't know. Things are... Every time you think you get one bill whipped, they come out with two more.
Two more. Yep. You see, that is good in a way when you think about it, because now it proves what we have been saying for a long time, and that is why people who see this sort of nonsense are now beginning to take a second look at what I've been saying, what you've been saying, what others have been saying. Hey, maybe these guys aren't so crazy after all. Maybe what they've been saying is the truth. Let's take a deeper look. Let's get off the newspapers, get away from the mainstream media, and let's get into the reality. Let's get into real talk radio, real websites, and look for ourselves.
All the time I've been talking about RBN,
yeah,
I've convinced two people up here to listen to it.
Well, that's two more than you had before that. That's for sure.
Yeah, and I started buying the Idaho Observer, and when I read it, I'd carry it over and let them pass it around and read it. And they finally starting to pick up on a little.
Well, when the pain level increases, sometimes people are more apt to listen, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And now that the pain is coming, now they're beginning to look for the medicine.
I think that sometime next year they're really going to start feeling
something. Oh, boy. You hit it.
Especially when they start turning all our food into gas.
Mm. Well, at least it'll increase the gas mileage, won't it?
Baloney. Well, no.
Baloney.
Only way we could get any use out of it is to drink it.
or regurgitate it, huh?
Okay, I'll let you go,
Thank
Rick.
You, brother. Nice hearing from you. We shall return with more Real Talk right here at RBN. I'm Rick Abbott.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
Okay, I'm back. No call. Hello, we're back. Hey, I was just trying to read to you a few moments ago some of the thoughts that Joel Skousen came up with in his World Affairs brief this past Thanksgiving week in his column. And he mentioned in the first opening statements, after rejecting pressure from U.S. Envoy John Negroponte to end Pakistan's state of emergency, General Pervez Musharraf released about 3,000 prisoners as a token gesture to stem the tide of world condemnation. But even as these were being released, others were being arrested. So the ongoing tyranny and oppression have not yet begun to subside. With no substantial, no substantive sanctions coming from the U.S., Musharraf is getting his way on nearly every issue through the use of force and the manipulation of his hand-picked Supreme Court. Now, this is exactly what George Bush is doing here in America, you see. We can't point the finger at Musharraf without pointing those fingers back at us. George Bush is doing what Musharraf is doing, using terrorism and the threat of a state of emergency to impose all-out rule. Now, George Bush is doing, eventually will do exactly the same. He's doing it gradually. He's doing it piecemeal. But someday, he's going to do it all at one time, if he can have his way. So, what we see going on in Pakistan is a classic example of this dialectic of external pressure, internal destruction, leading to global tyranny. It's all about globalism, my friend. Internationalism has always been the enemy of neutrality, independence, nationalism, and sovereignty. So in the case of Pakistan, they come up with the great democracy that preceded many years ago. And what was that? The Bhutto dynasty. Yeah, Bhutto. And that was so corrupt and repressive that it could hardly be termed a democratic government itself. Yet the media keep parading the Bhuttos, and oh my, what a wonderful group of people they were. They ruled Pakistan with a velvet glove, not an iron fist. Now, the United States was actually Pakistan's main provider of nuclear technology, all the while proclaiming to be a critic of Pakistan's unauthorized and clandestine nuclear program. Think about that. Think about the extortion and blackmail being used now to club Iran and to go after the nation of Iran, the sovereign republic of Iran, under the guise of fighting terror and the threat of nuclear war, when Israel gets away with exactly the same thing, only on a grander scale, never before dreamed of. What hypocrisy. But that's what the whole world government system is all about. Hypocrisy and rule by extortion and blackmail. All right, we've completed another great night tonight. Tomorrow night we have Deanna Spingola. Deanna Spingola will be with us in the first hour of the program, Uncensored Radio Free America. My pleasure. Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow night at 9 o'clock Central. Till that time, Rick Adams, your radio avenger. Good night and God bless. With